Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your EdTech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. Man, listen, I am excited. I know you're excited. There's so many good things coming at you. And I know we've kind of wrapped up our TCA highlights, and I hope you enjoyed those. I hope you enjoyed sitting around the table, just kind of talking, listening to other people's thoughts and feelings, not just a conference, but things that are coming out, things that we are showing, as education in general, between AI and just tools and programs and just thoughts that just kind of make us tech coaches happy. And so I hope you've enjoyed the last couple episodes of that. Now listen, if you're listening to this one on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to those, BCS technology website, listen, we've got some big things that are happening in the Tech Flush land. I know my seasoned listeners are going to be excited about this. I know the newbies, you're in for a real treat today. So listen, if you're listening on Apple, awesome. Listen on those things, great. But listen, I'm also working on the YouTube channel. We've talked about that for a long time. We're finally getting there. And I've really dove into, like, normally, like, I do Zoom and do all these things, and it's a lot to really sit down and focus for those. But today, I am coming to you, not just in your ears and you're listening to it, but also we've got the YouTube channel. So we got that going. I'm pretty excited about that. I've been dabbling a little bit into this company called Riverside, and it really just kind of streams really easy, kind of what I'm doing as far as video, hooking up the mics, all those things. So I'm hoping to do a lot more of that. And I know sometimes when it's just me, you're not going to want to see my face the whole time, but I'm hoping to really highlight some guests, hoping to highlight the Potty PD resources and more of a how-to maybe on some episodes, and just be able to show and highlight those. So I'm really excited for that. So this is episode number 72. This is going to be our Potty PD, kind of showing those. Now listen, for episode 73, it's already in the books as you're listening to this. I'm super excited. We've got some big things coming out. It's our second, but really big time recording with a guest and using this new platform that I'm checking out. So make sure you get ready for that one. It's going to be awesome. Especially if you've got any special education teachers out there listening, I think the next episode 73 is going to be for you. So listen, I really want to talk about TCA and kind of the thoughts and feelings for those. And I think instead of doing an all-in-one episode, we're going to kind of stretch that out a little bit, because I do have a lot of thoughts and I do have a lot of things to talk about. But one of the things I think I enjoyed the most was, I enjoyed learning and I enjoyed all those things, but really I enjoyed getting to meet those people that you follow on Twitter, getting to meet those people that run your favorite EdTech program, your platform, all those things. I mean, it was incredible. One of the biggest highlights was, we've had Adam Spark on the show with Short Answer, and it was awesome to finally meet Adam. Adam's a great guy. We've been talking, and so hopefully we're going to get back him on the show in the next couple of weeks. So I'm really excited about that and doing some of the video spots of that. Then we've also, meeting the great folks at Wayground, Kyle, Elena, all those people, getting to meet the Pinata, all those kind of fun people. Then you've got the School AI people. You got Casey. Then you've got Stephanie Howe that's moved over to there. So that was just, it was awesome to connect with those people. It was awesome to connect with people from Diffit, Matt, and all those guys. It was really a lot of fun for me to do that and just kind of get to talk to them a little bit, see what new features they are, going to some booth sessions. That was really cool. It was fun to go around also and in the vendor hall, seeing the booth sessions and being able to see what new platforms are coming out and to see, like, hey, that was cool. I really like that one. And there's a couple ones out there that I'm really looking forward to. One of those is Kira Learning. I've got a meeting with them next couple of days. They're doing a online Zoom or something. So I'm really anxious to dive into that one and check it out. So if you've not checked that one out, make sure you do that. But listen, enough of me blabbering, kind of talking about who I've enjoyed meeting and all those things. Let's get into the meat of today's show. And so we're going to talk about the Potty PD. And so for that, I'm going to go ahead and I've got some clicks I've got to do. I'm trying to do some of this live because I think it could be fun to do live. And so, awesome. There we go. So you should see that on your screen. I'm going to change my layout. We're going to get real fancy. Oh, yes. There we go. That's exciting. Now, listen, I know we've got the Potty PD, but somehow I just didn't pull up the right one. But so typically the Potty PD goes in the bathroom. It's all fun. People go to the bathroom and seeing that. But I also next to the copiers, because, you know, we got to find every moment is a learning opportunity. And so when you're going to the copier, I've got this Jam It up. So we're going to call this one the Jam It episode of the Potty PD. So here you're going to be able to see this. I think that'll be useful. If you're just listening to the audio, I'm going to talk you through it. So really for our tech tips, the big ones to think about, do you always use the same sites all the time? Do you always go to you've got your ChatGPT pulled up, your Gemini, your Google, your emails? Like, do you use the same tabs a lot? Did you know that in Google, if you right click those tabs, you can add those tabs to a group? So for example, I've got one that's called daily and I've got one that's called AI. So my daily one always pulls up my Gmail, my calendar, and maybe my Google Drive, right? My AI one that I've got created pulls up my ChatGPT, my Gemini. Sometimes we'll pull up some other, like if I'm going to use Wayground or Brisk or, you know, School AI, I've got some of those in there. I've got different ones created. So instead of having to go in there and type all your websites or pull those up or go to your bookmarks, now when I click AI, my ChatGPT comes up, this program comes up, my Google Docs come up, just the things that I'm going to use a lot with that flow come up. And I think that's just a really easy way to go through that and check that out. Now, when we think about things to try for this go around for the PD, if you ever checked out Magic School, Magic School is awesome. They've got the normal like chatbots or, you know, the things you go in there and I'm going to create a lesson plan. I'm going to create this. I'm going to create that. They have some really cool things in there. Go out there, check those out, because it just kind of helps you as a prompter. If you're not very good at prompting, if I'm going to create a lesson plan and I click on the lesson plan, it already knows what I want to create. And it's going to walk me through that process of what to pick, what to type in. And it's going to give me some good feedback on that. Whether you're uploading, trying to create a new one, just some cool things there. They've also got those magic rooms. Check out those. The student rooms, those are phenomenal. I like those, especially last summer when I did summer school. We did Adobe image generators. We did some scripting with podcasting. And I, you know, not just sending those kids for the kids to use them, but on the back end as a teacher, I can kind of see what they're doing. I can see what prompts they're making. I can see the information. So that helps me as a teacher to help guide them and making sure they're doing the right things. I think that's really cool. So make sure you check those out. Now, then we've got some instructional ideas. Now, I think for the instructional ideas, I think this is tough because, you know, we always want to put things in there and we want to just create things. We just want to put them in there, let it create it. But sometimes we forget that when we seek certain things, so like here on the flyer, we've got, we're seeking test prep ideas, but this can be for anything that you're trying to create, lesson plans, activities, any of that stuff. So go in there and prompt it. Say, hey, listen, I'm trying to create stations. I'm trying to create a worksheet. I'm trying to create a whole group activity, partner activities, whatever you're trying to create, and walk through that prompting process with it. But also think about the standards that you're trying to implement, whether it's computer science, whether it's your history, your biology, science, ELA, math, whatever standards you're working on, plug those in there too and see what that does for you. See if that's going to create better things for you. I think it's going to be awesome. I think you're really going to enjoy that. I think it's just going to be phenomenal in the things that you come up with. I think it's going to be really cool. Now, listen, you can also, okay, besides those things, check them out. And we're going to talk about Gemini when it comes to AI, because there is a lot of cool things you can do with Gemini. And I've been working on the Gemini Gems. I've created one for Jeopardy, And I think it's going to be really, really cool. So check that out. So, all right, here we go. Now, let's get into our shortcuts. Now, have you ever done with a page and you want to close your current tab without ever touching your mouse? I know some of the shortcuts are like, I don't know, that's cool. But this one's kind of fun. So if you hit Control W or Command W, it's going to close your current tab without even touching your mouse. So I think sometimes that's fun. If you're typing, you're doing a lot of things, you can check that out. So now remember, in the middle of it, you know, you can always reach out. You got my email. You may not have my phone number, but feel free to reach out, email, all those kind of fun things if you have questions. And the people to follow this week, I want you to follow this lady called Melissa Kincaid. I got to listen to a couple. She was in a couple sessions, couple things at TCA. It's a phenomenal lady. She actually came to my session on podcasting, which was awesome. Does a lot of cool things. But check her out, Melissa Kincaid at QueenMel99. Now, when it comes to podcasting, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I am just, you know, driving between schools, doing all the things. I think you're going to find there's lots of things out there, whether it's ed tech things, whether it's things that you just kind of enjoy, you can find those out there. But for this week, we're going to highlight the Ed Tech Bites show. Have you ever listened to Ed Tech Bites? Phenomenal show. Gabriel Carrillo, make sure you check him out. Phenomenal guy. And what's fun about him is that most, he's got great episodes, great guests, all the things, but he always sprinkles in some food in there. He's a big foodie. So it's always fun to see what he's cooking up in the kitchen and just doing those things. So make sure you check out the social media stuff there. You got the Twitter X, you got the podcast to check out. I think those are just going to be cool. So listen, hope you've enjoyed that episode. Let's see, we got to flip back my thing here. Yeah, look at that. This is all live. This is pretty awesome. Hopefully you didn't hear those clicks too much. But listen, for episode 71, get out there, check out those Potty PD Jam It tips and tricks for you. I'm really excited about the YouTube to start pushing those out. So make sure you check out those things. And that's really all I got for you. Really quick hitting episode this time. Be looking out for this one in future episodes on the YouTube channel. And remember, listen, you can always follow the show. You got all the social media stuff, but go out there and check out the website. You got bit.ly/techflush. I try to update it with like the episodes, episode notes or highlights and things there. But also there's a link that takes you to another page where I kind of put out the EdTech programs, thoughts, tips, tricks, cool one-off programs that are really cool. So make sure you check those out. I think you'll find they're all really phenomenal and all those things. So for episode 71, I hope you've enjoyed it. And until next time, I'll catch you later. See ya. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.